From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Pope Francis brings 12 Syrian refugees to the Vatican from a Greek detention camp. The Syrian Muslim refugees arrived at a reception center in Rome Saturday evening. The pontiff took the families to the Vatican after a quick visit to the Greek island of Lesbos. On the papal plane, Francis told reporters his actions were motivated by compassion and not politics. He said, "It's a humanitarian act inspired a week ago by one of my collaborators, and I immediately accepted because I felt that the Holy Spirit was talking to us." This man was one of the 12 refugees who arrived at the San Egidio Community Center.
Thank you for all. We appreciate your prayers for all refugees, especially for Syrian refugees.
Earlier, Pope Francis visited the Moria detention camp in Lesbos. Both adults and children broke down in tears at the sprawling fenced complex on the Aegean island. Many pled for help after their journey to Europe was cut short by an EU decision to seal off a route used by more than a million people fleeing conflict since last year. Tens of thousands of traumatized Japanese are spending a third night in evacuation centers as powerful aftershocks rock the main island of Kyushu. At least 41 people have died and nearly 2,000 have been injured, that is, since Thursday as a result of the tremors. Tens of thousands of police, medics, firemen, and self-defense force troops are involved in the rescue and recovery effort. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has compared the Islamic State group to cancer, saying the insurgent group must be destroyed in Iraq and Syria because that is where the whole thing arose. During a visit to the United Arab Emirates Saturday, Carter said it is vital to have a capable local force in place once Islamic State is defeated, to be sure someone keeps them defeated. The secretary will be in the region for the next 5 days and will hold talks with Gulf Cooperation Council defense leaders in Saudi Arabia. President Barack Obama travels to Riyadh on Wednesday, where he plans to discuss the fight against Islamic State, the Saudi-led conflict in Yemen, Iran, and regional stability issues. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff is fighting for survival as the Chamber of Deputies is expected to vote Sunday on a motion to impeach her. The opposition has alleged that Rousseff's administration broke the law by shifting government funds to shore up public support in the face of a flagging economy. The 68-year-old Rousseff, an economist by training, launched a public relations appeal to the Brazilian people, repeating her argument that the impeachment proceedings are a coup.
Podem justificar a si mesmos.
She said they may justify it among themselves, but they will never be able to look into the eyes of the nation because the word coup remains forever etched on the foreheads of the traitors of democracy. At least two-thirds of the lower house is needed to approve the impeachment before the case would move to the Senate. If the Senate accepts the case, Rousseff would be suspended for up to 180 days, and her vice president would become acting president. Financial officials from around the world are pledging a stronger effort to stimulate the sluggish economy. In a communique issued Saturday, members of the International Monetary Fund said they will work hard towards strong, sustainable, job-rich, and more balanced growth. Augustin Karstens is the chairman of the International Monetary and Financial Committee.
The global recovery is continuing, but the expansion is modest. There has been some improvement in the past month, but financial market volatility and risk aversion are rising amid questions about medium-term global growth prospects.
The comments come as part of this week's meetings of the IMF and World Bank here in Washington. The top financial and economic officials are also calling for reforms in many areas, including banking, and to make it harder to hide wealth in tax havens in the wake of the Panama Papers scandal. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.